Welcome to my podcast, Listen to Em. I'm your host, Emlyn, and thank you for listening. I just really do want to say thank you to everybody who takes out the time to listen to my podcast. I really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. It's been pretty cool and nice. Like, I've had, people tell me, like, that they like my podcast, or, like, I helped them get through some things, or gave them a different understanding or a different perspective. And, like, that is all I aim to do, you know? Like, I'm not really trying to tell you what to do. I'm just, like, showing you how, like, I live my life and how I deal with things. And I'm not perfect, because I definitely flip. I'm definitely, you know, I'm human. But, you know, just being real and authentic and being myself and sharing my life experiences. You know, because life is really humbling. Like, you know, I've been up, down so many times, but, like, that's just what comes with life. You know, you're not always going to be on top. And you're not always going to be on the bottom. But, yeah. Let me just get into this rant real quick, because it's, like, heavy on my chest. And when it's heavy on my chest, it's really good. Like, you know, it's it's necessary, I think. But, you know, I'm damn near, like, I'm 28. I'll be 30 very soon. You know, like, how time goes, like, it'll be right here. You know, I have kids. Like, I'm just in this place in my life that, like, I don't want to waste time. Like, I don't just want to fuck with anybody. I don't just want to deal with anybody. Like, that's just too much, like, energy and time wasted. Like, I don't know. I'm just not on that. Like, I just, everything in my life has to serve a purpose, you know? Especially, like, the people in my life, like, for sure, in some type of which way or form. Because not for nothing, who you surround yourself with is who you become at the end of the day. So I've really, like, been more or less to myself. So I don't know what that means, but anyways, I think one of the most, like, annoying, like, pet peeve of mine is just, like, people who cannot be real, people who cannot be straightforward. And I'm not, like, I'm not a confrontational person, but it's, like, I'm grown. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Like, if I feel a type of way about anything, I'm going to communicate it with you, right? As I would want you to do with me, like, period. Like, if you feel a type of way about anything, let me know so we could talk about it. You know, like, sometimes what might be little to me might be big to you. And, like, I'll just, like, okay, I'll see it your way. And, like, you know, like, I could change it, you know, or we could talk about it. We could figure it out. But it's just, I feel like I'm too grown for people to be playing games with me or, like, being on some shit. Like, I just don't understand the type of people who go out of their way to make you feel their presence in your life. Like, just put on this whole, like, charade of, oh, I want to be with you. Like, I want to make you my girlfriend. Like, all this crazy ass unnecessary shit. Like, so soon. Like, what? You just, it's only been, like, what? You know? And, like, whatever. That's fine. Because, you know, you can feel a type of way. Like, I can't tell you how to feel, but, like, don't be playing these games. Like, if you change your mind, if you feel different, bro, just say it. And, like, I don't know why men, because it's, I feel like men are the ones who, like, play this role. Like, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, you're the fucking problem. Like, you're tripping. Like, no. I really had to, like, sit back and, like, be like, what? Is this really happening to me right now? Like, really? Like, niggas still be playing these type of games? Like, you can't just be like, nah, I'm not fucking with it. Like, what is the big deal about that? That is so annoying. It really stresses, it pisses me off. Because you want to know why? Because I was chilling, minding my motherfucking business in my bag. And I definitely stayed in my bag, for sure. Like, you know. But it's like, at the end of the day, when you, want to make time for somebody, you're going to make time for them. And, like, me, like, the fact that I have, like, two kids, like, a two-year-old, like, and I, like, no. It's not easy for me to make time for people in my life. So if I make time for you in my life, bruh, no. Don't play with me. Like, I am nothing to play with. Please stop playing with me. And, like, I just know I'm not the only person who goes through this or has gone through this because, like, what the fuck? It's like, bro, you could have just left my ass alone where the fuck I was at. Stop. Like, why do people play games? Like, bro, if you just want to, like, oh, I don't know, like, not be serious. Like, you don't have to be serious. Don't be making it serious. Don't be making that your talk game. What? That shit is wild, you know? I'm really not tripping, but I'm for sure, like, this is just a situation that, like, I just don't think at this point in age from, like, a grown-ass man, like, nigga, you're 30. Like, what? That's crazy. That's really crazy. But I'm one of those people who, I just, like, whatever's supposed to be for me is gonna be for me. Like, so if you're not for me, you're not for me, you know? Like, I could be my little feelings for, like, a minute, like a literally 60 seconds, and I'll get the fuck over it because, like, it's just, that's God, the universe, my guardian angels, whatever you want to call it, protecting me from something that is not for me. And, like, that's it. When you just, like, take things for what they are, like, it's not that serious no more. Like, it's really not. The fuck? Sorry, I'm really trying not to curse, but that's really how I feel. But yeah, like, I don't know, is that just me? Like, females, like, my ladies, like, don't you feel that way? Like, you'll be minding your business and here comes whoever the hell, and they want to, like, get you off your feet and just be doing the most, and then just, like, out of nowhere be like, bloop, I'm done now. What? Where they do that at? And then I just want to really understand, like, a guy's, like, point of view. Like, why would a guy do that? Like, I don't know. I just think that in this, I appreciate honesty. I appreciate you telling me, like, what the fuck it is that you want from me or you expecting me, so I can be like, yes or no. You know, like, it could all be so simple. Like, you can't just force yourself or force situations onto people. Like, no, you can't do that. I've realized you can't make anybody, you know, feel a type of way if they don't feel that way. Like, just because I would carry myself in this situation a certain way, like, doesn't mean the other person has to, you know? Like, people really don't owe you shit, and, like, that's just what the fuck it is. But yeah, let me know what you think, thoughts, because I definitely know there's, like, a little comment box here. So yeah, thank you for listening.